I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so happy that you've decided to join us and tune in. We have a great show prepared for you. I am in the studio with another Southern Belle, Miss Kim Powell. Hey, Kim.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am awesome. Well, we have a really cool weekly winning word this week. It is advantage. Now, I know this word, it can mean different things to different people, because if you're thinking someone takes advantage of you, it can kind of be, not sound so good or feel so good. But when we created this word as the weekly winning word, the idea is that we're mindful of the things that we have that are available to us that we can take advantage of and use to our advantage of for being successful when it comes to achieving our goals and dreams.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about it in that light. But for you guys that are listening, the reason why I wanted Kim to be with me in the studio today, and I thought you would be a perfect guest for this show, is I know you're a very successful network marketer.
Thank you.
With a company called Monate.
Yes.
Which I love the products. I might give a little plug there.
If they could only see your hair, they would see why.
That's right. But I hear you talking about all the time some of the great advantages of being your own boss, of having an in-home business, of having a network business. And so I thought you would be able to shed some light with me today, give some great insight as we kind of unfold, you know, some different types of advantages that we can take advantage of.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So share a little bit about who you are, your story, and how did you start this career? And I know your background didn't start in network marketing. So
correct.
Get us to this point in your life.
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody wakes up thinking, I want to sell shampoo. You know, I actually had always, I'm always been a passionate person in helping others. So I always wanted to be a nurse or a teacher growing up. And when you're in school, you don't get taught that there are other opportunities besides like going to college, getting a good paying salary, having a stable job in that form. So I never had thought about anything toward network marketing until I was out in the real world. Sorry. So I went to school and became a nurse. I loved the profession, but once I had a family, I realized that I was not able to be with my family. You know, all my time was spent taking care of others as a nurse, overworked and underpaid. And so I became a stay-at-home mom. And once my children got a little older, I started looking into doing something for myself. I needed to be me again, and I wanted to be able to help others. So that's where Monate fell into my lap. I had tried the products. I'd always had issues with my hair, very thin hair, hair that wouldn't curl, had to wash it every day. Tried the products, fell in love with the products, and then decided I might as well jump into the opportunity and earn an income while using products that I love. It was crazy not to, you know?
Well, starting, there you go. There's the first advantage.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to network marketing, you would probably suggest to people, find a product that you love.
Yes, you need to find something that you're passionate about. Exactly. I mean, somebody that's totally bald that doesn't want hair is not going to be passionate about Monate, but they could find something else in network marketing that they're passionate about. Yeah, exactly. So I have been doing this now for 4 years. It's giving me the advantage to put my family first, to attend my children's ball games, sporting events. I've been able to take advantage of earning free trips, working, you know, hours that fit my schedule and my family, and not having to work holidays and things like that that I would have to have done as a nurse.
So you have the opportunity to travel on your company.
Right, free. Yeah.
So that's a nice awesome. Advantage.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And of course, like you said, you were talking even before the show we started recording here that you get to go to all your kids' games and your time. Your time is really just
it's valuable.
It's valuable. So that's a super advantage there. I don't know. And I think of when I was sitting and kind of making a list of what are some of the advantages that all of us have, some type of an advantage, and what are some of those things that we may not really think about?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I have on my list is our personal gifts, like our gifts that we're blessed with from our Creator, our talents, our abilities. I mean, how often do you feel like we're all good at using our talents to the best of our ability? Or sometimes I think, Kim, that we forget what we're good at, or we don't use those talents because we're like, oh, I don't want anybody to think I'm right, you know?
Right. No, I think God's blessed each of us with certain talents. And it's up to us to take advantage, keyword, right, of those talents. So, for instance, with you, you're great at speaking. You've always said, you know, you've always been a talker, you've always been loud, and you've realized that's a gift. It's not a negative thing. So you needed to take advantage of that. So now you are using your gift to
the gift to gab.
Yeah, that's like to a platform. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the whole thing. Sometimes we think our gift is actually an annoyance, but really it's a gift that we should be using and not feel negative about
it. It's so true, because even when you, like you just said, my voice, the loudness, the trajectory of it, lots of times in my life I've been shushed, you know, indoor voice, right, and you know, there is a time and a place. You have to be considerate of others so you don't go around screaming. I try not to do that, but when you do have something like a loud voice, there's a reason for it usually, and if you use it, you know, in the right place, it's a good thing. It's an advantage.
Correct. Exactly.
Don't have to have a microphone.
You've done that plenty of times, which has been awesome. Yep.
For sure. Now, you said you actually did a poll. So I'm curious. We've got a little bit of time left in this first segment. We might not be able to get through a lot of them. So what's this poll that you were telling me about?
Okay, so with my type of business is social marketing. So it's through social media, a lot of it. Just like, you know, if you share your favorite restaurant, your favorite movie, people do it all the time and they don't realize they're doing social marketing. So I took a poll on social media regarding what people did not like about their jobs, what they would change, and what they did like. And a lot of the people said the more money would be something that they would change. Their commute, they, you know, had a long drive. They didn't like the commute. Their boss was hard to work for. That's just three of the things that was said. And so comparing that to what I do with network marketing and other network marketers do, the more money you are able to decide what you want to get paid, the commute, you work from anywhere, and having a boss that's hard to work for, you're your own boss. So it's pretty easy.
Those are great. Hey, we got to take a break, and we'll talk more when we get back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Kim Powell. She owns her own network marketing business in the hair business with Monate. And, of course, it's an awesome product, and love the product, Kim. But really, what we're talking about today is our weekly winning word, advantage. And so obviously, as you were sharing with us, there are lots of advantages of being your own boss, of having your own business, your network business. But we ran out of time, and I kind of want to go back to those three things, because you did this poll on social media.
Correct.
And obviously, I thought, yeah, more money. I mean, that makes sense. People, you ask them, what are some things that they, you know, like or dislike about their job, or what, you know, what they like about working and don't like. And most of them said they don't make as much money as they think that they should make.
Correct.
And so how does being a network marketer allow you to make more money? Like, how does, you know?
Right. Well, what's really awesome about network marketing is you literally determine what your paychecks are going to be by the effort you put in. So nobody's telling you what you can or can't make. You know, if you want to treat it with part-time hours, you'll get a part-time paycheck. If you want to treat it with full-time hours, you'll get a full-time paycheck. And you're able to work it in the nooks and crannies of your everyday life, which is really cool.
Yeah, so like if you're a night person, you can do some of your work at night.
Exactly.
If you like to wake up early in the morning because you don't have to be somewhere at a certain time.
Right.
But essentially what you're saying is there's no cap. There's no limit. You can, you can continue to earn more.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, every network marketing company's business, every network marketing company is different, but with our company, yes, that's the way it is.
It's not capped.
It's not capped.
So more money. So you can take advantage of that in the network marketing business. And then, you know what surprised me though, you talked about, they said their commute.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even thinking about that. But yeah, a lot of people have to commute.
Yes. And an hour on the road is very stressful if you think about it. Or even 30 minutes, you know, can be very stressful. When you're in traffic, you just start your day out in a way that is not very pleasing to most people.
And you can work in your pajamas.
Oh, yes. We did a meeting last night in a training every Monday night. And I usually have on my pajamas.
Oh, yep. That's funny.
Yep.
So meetings in jammies, work in jammies. I mean, you do have to get cute and dress up and come out some. But.
Right. Yes, exactly. I'm not going to meet you in my pajamas, but.
You didn't wear your pajamas to the radio show.
Correct.
But that's definitely an advantage if you're working from home, your commute. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously you drive out to meet clients and things like that and to network and meet, you know, to spread your market, your business. But that's on your own time. You can decide what you want to do or what you don't want to do.
Exactly. Yep. It's a lot of freedom.
Mm-hmm. And then the third thing you said, these were the top three?
Well, it's just the three that I chose to talk about. The other one was their boss was hard to work for.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I've been there myself. So that kind of related or, you know.
You related to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that's hard when you got that grind job Monday through Friday. And if you're not happy where you are and not enjoying the people that you're working with, that can be hard.
It can, yeah. You kind of drag going into work when you have to deal with, you know, a personality that's not very pleasing every day. So people, unfortunately, have to do that.
Well, I just thought of another advantage. Maybe you haven't even thought about this, or maybe you have, of network marketing. What's you that? Can pick the people.
You can. You actually can.
You can be like, sorry, you're a drainer. I don't want you on my team.
Hopefully that doesn't happen very much. But yes, you can say, let me put you on somebody else's team. I'm just kidding.
Of course, no. I was just joking.
Yeah, I know.
But it is true, though. You can build your own team. I mean, you can pick and choose who you want to invite to be on your team.
Oh, exactly. Yes. And you want to pick the ones that are positive and, you know, fill your cup, just like.
Yeah. Well, we talked about earlier, you know, taking advantage of our God-given talents and our gifts. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you're a compassionate person and a caring person. You like taking care of others.
Correct.
That's why you were a nurse and became a nurse. So it makes sense then. You're just using that same gift and talent.
Right.
Just doing it.
In a different way.
Because you have a team. You have to lead a team, so you have to care about them.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing, too. Just being able to have a servant's heart and putting others first is really huge with this type of business. You can't think about yourself. You have to think about others.
Yeah, for sure. So that caring talent that you have, your gift
What's so funny, too, is like during the poll, one of the answers that I got for what they liked about their business or about their job was that they were passionate about what they did. So right there, you know, you have to be passionate no matter what you're doing to really enjoy your work.
Yeah. And like we said, that kind of comes in too. If you're picking a network company that you want to start your own business, you want to find something that you could be passionate about.
Exactly. Yep.
So, and the product's great. You want to be able to know that you're selling a good product.
Yes, you got to believe in the product.
I don't know why, but I feel like sometimes I hear some negative things happening about network marketing. And for me, I mean, I love buying my products from my friends.
Right.
I can't think of a better, I mean, you know, I'm all about shop local, spend my mm-hmm. money with people that I know. I eat at local owned restaurants. Like, I'm huge into that. And most people who listen to this show know that about me. Because we talk about it all the time. But so I love supporting my friends. I love seeing my friends be successful in their own business.
Correct.
Why do you think network marketing gets that negative connotation sometimes? I know I'm kind of sidebarring here, but.
Well, I think a lot of people aren't educated. They don't understand network marketing. Like I was saying before, you know, people think A lot of network marketing, some people can be pushy, but you can go into a brick and mortar store and somebody can be very pushy and, you know, just kind of turn you off and you don't want to deal with that
right
establishment. So you can find that anywhere. And then another thing, it was just brought to my attention actually by someone here at the radio station, is the whole concept of it being a pyramid scheme. And we are not a pyramid scheme. I think people don't even understand the definition of that. A pyramid scheme is where you do not have a product to sell. You are just recruiting people and making money off of people, but you don't actually have an item that you are trying to sell and distribute. And there's not very many pyramid schemes out there that I know of, and we definitely are not one. We have a product that is patented, award-winning, works. So,
yeah, I'm living proof to it. I've been using it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it comes back to, I'm going to buy shampoo.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy a good shampoo. I have very long, thick,
right,
unruly hair.
Right.
And so I'm going not to buy the cheapest shampoo on the market. I'm going to buy a good quality shampoo.
Right.
And Monate to me is priced about the same as a really good quality salon product.
Correct.
And now that I've been using it for 2 years, I don't have to use it that often.
Right.
I only order every other month.
Right.
So now on average, I'm really only spending about $15 mm-hmm. per for a bottle of shampoo, or $15 a month on right. my shampoo.
And you're getting clean products because you're like me. You like naturally based
right.
safe products, which, yeah, it's hard to find that in shampoo and conditioners and things
that
like that.
That does a good job. So I love the natural. I mean, there's lots. It's a great product. I'm mm-hmm. supporting you. And I love the natural product line as well.
Right.
But mainly I love supporting you.
And I love you too.
We all should be that way. You know, find mm-hmm. a friend that you can support. That's what it's all about. Hey, we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are enjoying this great conversation that I'm having with Kim Powell here in the studio regarding our weekly winning word, advantage, learning about how she's taking advantage of her network marketing business and how the advantages are helping her and her family. And it's a great word when you think about it. I mean, obviously, it can have that negative connotation. You don't want anybody to take advantage of you. We know that. But we all have advantages that we need to take advantage of, mm-hmm. without a better way of saying that. And, you know, I'd like to share with you that I think having I've Decided right here in our community is a great way for you to take advantage of the opportunity to be a part of a company that can help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. One of the things I just love so much about Peoria in this area is that we have so many cool things here. There's just, I think it's just one of the best kept secret cities in the country. We have lots of entrepreneurship here and just great hospitals, great not-for-profit organizations, good people, good local shopping. I mean, the list can just go on and on. And so we're proud that this is our home for I've Decided as well. And we're really thankful for all of our business members, especially business members like you, Kim.
Thank
you. So thankful that you support I've Decided. You're a great resource for our community members to help them achieve their goals and dreams. And we have about 60 business members and love for you to get to know them. So hop over to our website at ivedecided.org and you can click on resources and you'll see all the businesses that are a part of our organization and that can help you achieve your goals and dreams. And it's because of them that we're able to bring this radio show to you every Sunday. We have 3 amazing motivational and leadership conferences that we bring to you every year, among many other things. And so we're thankful for our business resources and their sponsorships to help us do that. And while you're there, if you haven't joined our community, today's the day. Stick the stake in the ground. Claim your goals and dreams. Be a goal getter in 2020. Become a community member if I've Decided, and we'll help you. We'll give you all the tools, all the resources, all the pieces of the puzzle you need to successfully achieve your goals and dreams.
Take advantage of this opportunity, right?
That's right. Thank you. And then you'll get your 2020 Success Planner and Journal that has all your weekly winning words every week and a weekly winning resource that'll show up to your inbox and correlate with all of that so that you can stay motivated and on track to success. So, Kim, some of the things that I wrote down over here of what generally we could take advantage of is being a newbie at something. You laughed when I said that earlier before we started recording. But, hey, you can use it as an excuse sometimes. Like if you make a lot of mistakes, right? If you're a newbie at something.
You're still learning.
You're still learning. So mm-hmm. you can be like, oh, I didn't know. I forgot, right? Take advantage of the advantage. What about like a head start? You know, like so you have to take advantage of some of the things that you've been handed. Mm-hmm. You know, the cards that you've been dealt. And I know when we were on break, we were talking about what about those people that don't have a lot of resources mm-hmm. and don't feel like they have advantages. But the truth is then, you know, you can take advantage of some of the resources that are out there to help.
Right.
I wrote down tax credits.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal this time of year, too.
That's a big deal this time of year. So you get tax credits, you know. You've got more kids than me, you're going to get a bigger tax credit. So you're taking advantage of that.
Right.
We talked about Google.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that you were saying?
Rachel Hollis. One of her taglines is that she learned everything that she knows through Google in a search bar.
We actually have a business resource, Becca, mm-hmm. who graphic design and helps people create their logos and things. And she learned all, that's what she said, at the library.
Mm-hmm.
She watched YouTube videos.
Yes.
All free.
Yes. So people, you know, that want to say that they can't become something, can't do something, you can at this time of life. I mean, everything's on the internet, literally.
You can learn how to do anything watching YouTube. My husband has been remodeling our entire house from YouTube videos, which is sometimes good. And sometimes I'm like, I'm kidding, Joe. Kidding, kidding, kidding. He's awesome. So glad that I have Handy Joe that can do everything. But yes, he does watch a lot of YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
But you can learn everything. It's at your fingertips.
It really is.
That's an advantage. Here's the definition. A condition or circumstance that puts one in a favorable or superior position.
Oh.
So it puts you in a favorable mm-hmm. position. Did we cover all of your advantages that you have from being a network marketer? You can make a lot of money. Right. Kim's buying me lunch next time we go. She makes a lot of money.
Well, and it's not all about the money. But
no,
like,
I know.
But this time of year, too, like I'm personally donating coats to the needy for right. All the new VIPs that I have come in. So there's advantages. You know, when you make more money, you need to give back. I totally believe in that. So, yeah, let's make sure that everyone knows, you know, making money means that you need to bless others as well.
Right. So you can, when you, so.
Which is a big deal to me. I love being able to bless others.
Speaking of, we'd be doing a disservice mm-hmm. While we have everyone's listening ear if we didn't say, I'm sure you would love to find that perfect person who would like to join your team.
Oh,
and
yes.
And take advantage of some of these advantages.
Yes. I'm always looking to add more team members and friends in my network, especially those that have big dreams and need self-confidence and are looking to just have a better life for themselves and their families.
So what does that take? If somebody's listening mm-hmm. And they're thinking, this sounds really cool. I have a lot of hair. I would love a good hair product. I could get passionate about that. And maybe they've been looking for something.
Right.
What would it entail? What do they need to do? Do they need to reach out to you?
Yes. The whole thing, yeah. The hardest thing, I think, is the first step of saying yes and asking questions. I love when people reach out to me and ask questions. And I just believe that that's my job is to answer the questions and give them an opportunity to say yes or no. And that's what I like to do.
Awesome. So if you're listening and you'd like to take advantage of some of these network marketing opportunities and join Kim's team, She would love to have you. You can actually, if you just hop over to ivedecided.org and click on resources, you'll find her information there. You can find her all over social media. In fact, I would encourage you to follow her on social media. You definitely take advantage of those opportunities, and you're so good at it, and it's so fun watching your live videos. And we're going to have to take a quick break, but that's something we can talk about in the next session too, your live videos and getting some people to follow you there. So
okay,
we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I am in the studio with Kim Powell. She is one of our awesome business resources for I've Decided. She owns her own network marketing company, Monate, which is a wonderful line of hair products and now skin products as well.
Yes.
And we've just been diving into this weekly winning word, advantage. Mm-hmm. The more we've been talking, the more I'm like, this is actually really a cool word.
It is.
I hope that you guys, that you're listening and it's intriguing you and you're starting to think about some things in your life that you could be taking advantage of that maybe for one reason or another you're not. Maybe it's your personal gifts and talents. Maybe it's abilities, you know, that you have, or where you work, or your family, or your friend. You know, there could be so many advantages that you have that can help you in achieving your goals and dreams. And so we just want to encourage you to do that. I have to say this because it's so funny. I actually wrote down coupons. Because, hey, some people take advantage of mm-hmm. coupons and some people don't.
Right.
And, those are just little things every day. If we can find something that we could take advantage of, that could help us. It just is the way to do it. But in this last segment, Kim, I was thinking about you and your transition from nursing mm-hmm. into network marketing. And how, you know, that seems really scary to me. I mean, nurses make good money.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like leaving your job, your career that you went to college
right.
for. What are your friends going to think?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like back in the last segment or before, we were talking about, you know, the why some people are a little nervous about network marketing. We didn't mention this, but I was thinking, worried about what people think.
Oh, yes. That's
so,
a big thing.
You know, how do you overcome that? Because I see you all over social media. You're making these videos and you're just, you're so cute. And I'm like, I just love it. She doesn't care what anybody thinks. She's just being herself, doing her thing.
Right. Well, I've actually, to be honest, had that personality to where I've never really cared what people think. But I still had the fear of joining Monate of what people would think about that. Because again, I was a nurse. What are they going to think about? She's selling shampoo. She's not a stylist. You know, she doesn't know anything about hair. That held me back for over a month of saying yes. I had this nudge to join for over a month, and I just let my thoughts creep in and let fear take over until I decided, you know what? This is how I had to look at it. Because when you look at fear, you have to just think about this. Are those other people paying your bills? Have those other people that, you know, you're worried about what they think, are they successful in something? You know, are they where you want to be in life?
Yeah.
And if
sometimes
not,
sometimes they're judging you and they're not even,
they don't even know anything. Yeah, that you want to be like. Yeah. I mean, I've just learned throughout the years is, you know, I'm not going to listen to someone and have them delegate what I'm going to do unless they are somebody I look up to and I want to be like and I admire and I consider them a mentor. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
So when
it's
you look
great
at
great advice,
when
great
you
advice.
When you look at fear and anything that you're scared of doing, just think of that. You know, if there's naysayers, are they someone that you want to be like? Is that someone you look up to? If not, just block them out.
Usually it's not, because it's usually not. Those people that are being, they're holding them on, their own selves mm-hmm. back, because
they have fear.
They have all these fears, and that's why they're placing them out there on you, or they're scared to do something,
right.
So they're making it look bad so that they look good for not doing it.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's hard to explain, yeah. But I know what you're saying. So, yeah, because you just, you know, you do have to kind of overcome that fear when it comes to being successful.
Right.
And you have to own what you do, and you have to own your gifts and own your talents and be proud of them.
Right. And be yourself. I mean, I have sat here and stuttered over so many words, but that's me. And I just feel like, you know, people are going to love me for who I am, or they're not going to. And I want to attract those people that like me for who I am. And I think if people out there listening want the same, they can be successful. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'm 100% in agreement with that. And I love that. Like I said, I love watching your videos. So I want to encourage you guys, if you're listening, to follow Kim on Instagram and Facebook. And what's your
it's the
Kim, what's your handle?
Yeah, the Kim Powell is what you can find me at on Instagram. Instagram stories is my favorite thing, and then Kim Denton Powell is my normal Facebook page.
Yeah.
My personal page.
You'd love to follow her, because a lot of times she just teaches you how to do a cute hairstyle. Yeah. I love how you're fixing your hair in the mirror and you're talking at the same time, giving some life lesson, teaching us how to fix our hair. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah. All natural too sometimes. It's not too pretty, but
I know, but you do it right on video and for the whole world to see. So it's absolutely great. And, you know, it gives everybody else permission.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, to be themselves. They're like, well, gosh, if she can make a video of herself fixing her hair,
I can do that
surely
too.
I could do something.
Exactly. Nobody wants to watch somebody that's perfect all the time. Or I don't. I want to watch somebody that's relatable.
I feel the same way. I had to get over that when it comes to videos and things like that. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
In fact, I'm totally cool if it's not, you know. Mm-hmm. But the only reason I delete a picture is my eyes are closed. As long as my eyes aren't closed, even if I think I don't look that great, it's like, you know what? We're going with it, because that's what it turned out to be. So that must be what I look like today. As bad as we want to admit that, right?
Right.
Pictures really don't lie. And like, okay, so that's what my hair's looking like today. All right. We're going to go with it. So one other thing that I had written down here that we could take advantage of is someone being willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to ask for help, do we?
No.
But we have people, you know, at the garden, our resource center. Can't tell you, God has been so good bringing some amazing people. Kurt White being one of them. Mm-hmm. Shows up every day to help me, and I'm just like, I feel so bad. And he's like, what else would I be doing? I want to be here. I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be able to take advantage of those opportunities,
right? And I have to plug the Success Social for this month on a Friday. You have to share the date with everyone, but it's free to the community. And I tell you, I have met and heard so many amazing talks at our meetings and our, you know, every other Thursday.
Yes, our business network on the first and third Thursday.
Yes, and Kurt was one of them. I mean, I had tears in my eyes, and he took a disadvantage that he was born with and turned it into an advantage.
That's right.
And there's so many people out there that have done that. So, you know, you can look at a disadvantage and leave it like that, or you can make it into something positive. And our organization is filled with those that make it something positive.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We have a Success Social at the Garden, what Kim is speaking about, on the fourth Friday of every month from 4:30 to 6. Mm-hmm. And you are more than welcome to come out. We'd love to show you around the garden. Mm-hmm. Where dreams grow. It's awesome. You'll get to meet Kim in person, because you almost always come to those Success Socials and our business networking
too.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, well, it's been great having you on the show.
You
talking
too.
About the advantage. I'll leave you with this quote. Be quick to take advantage of an advantage. That's H. Jackson Brown Jr. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?